we've got us a beautiful morning this morning.
Woo!
I'd like to ride that little convertible Mustang right off into the sunset right there, man. That's my car right there. I'm picking my Mustang out because we're broadcasting live. It's Rosie on the House at Sanderson Ford.
The one that says Roush on the side?
Yeah, baby. Drop a few vowels. Just make it spell Rosie.
Always dangerous to bring him out here.
I would drive one. If they had a cloak coloring, if it was screaming red, screaming blue, I'd be broke from speeding tickets in the first week. If they had one that could cloak invisible, I'd buy a Mustang.
There you go.
But I'm not mature enough in my age to be driving a machine like that.
I don't know if guys ever are mature enough.
I had a sports car early in my married life to Jennifer, and Arizona Department of Transportation and her thought it'd be really smart if I got back into an F-150. And that's exactly what I did. Good morning, Arizona. Thank you for tuning in and joining us here. We're at Sanderson Ford for a complete broadcast day today. Sanderson Ford is celebrating the National Safety Council's Distracted Driving Awareness Program. April is actually the Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and they've actually got a pledge on there to be an attentive driver. They have Al McCoy that is going to be here at 9 o'clock. They have Luis Gonzalez, who's going to talk about him teaching his triplets the driving safety to keep that family safe. So we've got a complete loaded event today. Now, you can call Sanderson right now. The number is 623-842-8707. And Sanderson is giving free safety inspections for your Ford vehicle. This is a multi-point inspection that includes test batteries, check oil for leaks, check AC performance, check brake system, and many, many other. This is a free inspection here at Sanderson Ford today. There is very, very limited room for walk-ins, so I advise you to call them, 623-842-8707. They're starting that right now at 7 o'clock and doing that until 2 o'clock. So if you're in the area, that's a great reason to drop on by. You can meet Al McCoy at 9, and you can listen to Luis Gonzalez make a presentation at 10, and he'll also join us on air here at 9:30. All of that at Rosie on the House. But we've got other things to get to, too, in the 7 o'clock hour. Let's talk food.
We have our local food blogger, Joni Simon, here joining us today, who's brought a grilled treat with her from a very special, would you call it a pizza oven?
Isn't from the pizza oven, but there's all sorts of stuff going on my grill today. So it's a party over there for sure.
Grilling season.
Exactly. So, yeah, I talk about that salsa.
Let's do it.
Did you like it?
I did.
I scarfed mine.
I know, Jennifer. I'm like, sorry. It is 7 a.m. and it's loaded with onions.
But so it does have fruit.
It does have fruit in it because, you know, salsa, we always think of tomatoes. We think of, you know, jalapenos, things like that. I thought, well, let's change things up because you put a pineapple on the grill and it just coaxes out all this extra flavor. It brings all those sugars to the surface and then they interact with the heat on your grill and get that nice little char. If you see some of those little bits in there, they've got some of that char on them.
You put it straight on the grill?
Right on the grill.
Did you?
Yeah, okay. You can. Some people throw a little oil on there, but I like to live dangerously and just, you know, really go on the wild side. But yeah, you throw that thing on the grill and you just get some nice little char on there, and it adds a little hint of smokiness. So as you were eating this, you might have, you know, picked up little hints of the smoke, and then it just caramelizes. I mean, pineapple's already sweet on its own, but then you get that extra level of sugar, and it just, oh, I think it's great. And you had a great idea, Jennifer, throwing it on some fish.
Yeah, just a little piece of mahi-mahi and put that over the top.
Totally, because, yeah, we've got in here, I've got the grilled pineapple. I've got cilantro in there, which there's a lot of cilantro haters out there.
Those do, but I love it. Yeah. So, you like it? Okay. Rosie is crazy
not
about it.
Well, because there are people who are diagnosed that your taste buds interact funny with cilantro, and it tastes like soap to some people.
Oh, well, I put it on the side, and I sprinkle it over everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can take it in mild doses.
Yeah. I'm not going to be eating like
I can't take it to the dosage that she likes it.
She loves it. She's just eating it straight. And then a little red onion in there, and then also some Anaheim peppers. And Anaheims are kind of those lighter green peppers you'll see at the store. You could certainly do, if you like spicy, you could go with the jalapenos or even Fresno chilies. If somebody's really, you know, concerned about going mild, certainly a red bell pepper or green bell pepper would be fine as well. But I really like the Anaheim. It's kind of a nice sort of easy flavor. And then a little bit of extra virgin olive oil and lime.
Did you grill the pepper as well?
I didn't, but I was actually, as I was writing the recipe up on my website where you can find the recipe, I was typing it up. I'm like, oh, why didn't I grill the pepper? That would have been so smart. So yes, good idea. That would be great as well. I would, whenever I grill peppers, I'll throw it on and then that skin will start to kind of flake off. You just kind of remove that skin and it'll soften it up nicely. So, but if you want to retain the crunch like we've got here today, then you can do that as well.
I wouldn't have thought of putting it on fish, but that is a good call. I'm not a big fish eater. Mine has to be a halibut and full of butter or flounder or
stuff
fried catfish with some etouffee on it. But the first thing I thought when I had this salsa was you can have this and not be stuck to Mexican food. You know, so many times when you have salsa, it goes very well with Mexican food, but you can have this and not be stuck to one type of food.
100%. Yeah, no, this definitely translates across things. I actually, last night, I had a friend who brought some barbecue over. He brought over some pork shoulder, and he's a barbecue master. And this is just, it was gorgeous, gorgeous pork. I was like, I'm going to throw some of that because pork and pineapple are kind of a fun. I mean, you know, we think of the ham and we throw the pineapple rings on it. So this is, again, a great combo with that as well. It's, you know, there's no rules, right? You can just get crazy in the kitchen. But, you know, when you're thinking of grilling, we always go to the meat department. But there's certainly plenty of vegetables, plenty of fruits that are a lot of fun to grill up.
Well, we rely on people like you to.
Yeah.
To do the experimenting. I can follow a recipe. I just am not good at trying to decide what would taste good together, but I know it when I taste it.
Absolutely. I actually had some grilled avocado this week over at Toro, which is Toro Latin Kitchen. It's up over at the TPC in Scottsdale, associated with the Princess Resort, and they did a grilled avocado, and then they stuffed it with all sorts of vegetables, and it was just a really light and fresh, but it just brought some new character and a little different flavor to, you know, that smokiness. That's what we love about grilling, right? And two, it doesn't heat up the house. It's
we're all
a
about
helpful
that.
Part of grilling for sure. So
smoked or grilled avocado, that's
was it
did
in
they
the
leave
skin?
It yeah
yeah so it, okay. Well, no, they took the skin off, but they still had the half, so they'd removed the pit, they removed the skin, it was just the half of it, and then they just grilled kind of the flat side of it where
gotcha.
The pit usually is, so it left some really nice grill marks. And of course you've got to have a grill that can get hot enough, you know, like 500 600 degree range, but you know, definitely crank that puppy up. They probably put a little oil on it because oil is going to help prevent things from sticking to that grill. So just, but make sure you've got an oil with a high smoke point, so like a grape seed oil, a vegetable oil, canola oil. I would not recommend using an olive oil just because it's got a lower smoke point, and so what's going to happen is that oil is going to start to break down, and you're not only going to get some funny flavors, but also just from a health standpoint, that's when we start introducing things like free radicals, which are, you know, cancer causing. So we don't want to be smoking oils past their smoke point. We want to keep things in check. You know, sesame seed oil is another thing you can do at high heat.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. There's a load of nutrition information.
Health tips as
yes,
well.
Absolutely.
Totally. Food is nutrition at the end of the day.
I should have been writing that whole time. What? So I jumped ahead earlier little bit. Tell me about this pizza oven that was on your newsletter. That looked pretty incredible.
So I got there's so many toys, right? I don't know, my kitchen, I need to renovate and get some
like barbecue
extra
island or a barbecue galore or someplace
word.
Like that.
It's dangerous. And my husband, he loves the grill as well, although I've taken a recent liking to it as well. But you know, we're always trying to make pizza at home because, you know, we love pizza, but it's really hard to get that nice light crackly crust with the little little bit of, you know, bubbling on it and everything. And you just need super high heat for that. And our oven only gets up to maybe about 450. And that's like cranking that puppy up and letting it sit for
a
while.
And like you were saying earlier, then it's heating up your house to 450 around the kitchen.
Totally. So in the summertime, that is not going to work. So there's this new product. It is called the Baker Stone Pizza Box. And it's just a box and it sits on top of your grill. And then it takes a while for it to heat up. At least it did on ours. But you get the grill on high. And then that box, it's surrounded with this ceramic stone on the inside. And that thing will get up to like 700, 800 degrees. And that is the primo temperature for cooking a pizza crust.
Wow.
So you can throw that thing in there. And literally 3 minutes later, we had beautiful, ready-to-go pepperoni pizza. And I just got the pizza crust. You know, they've got the dough at Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm, that's good.
So good. We got that garlic one, the whole wheat pesto thing going on, and then just threw some sauce on, a little bit of cheese, and in 3 minutes we had glorious pizza.
I watched the video on it. It was a cute little video, but the pizzas do cook so quickly. You could have a little pizza party. Everybody builds their own, and you throw it in, and then everybody shares each other's flavors. It was pretty cool.
Super cool.
This is an insert you put into your barbecue?
Oh, you just put it right on top. It's like a box.
Do you have to close the – does it have to fit?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yep.
Okay.
You leave the lid of the grill open. You put the box on top, and then there's just like a little kind of window that – and it says you launch the pizza into it in the directions. And we're both like, I don't think we're launching any pizzas today. But it's got like a little pizza peel that you kind of, you know – hoisted into the box, and then you kind of
there's no plugging in or anything. You just set it right on top, and it said you can actually use it as a regular oven and cook all other kinds of things in there as well. I mean, they showed them pulling cookies out, and
totally.
I mean, once you've got it hot, you would probably want to, you know, let it cool back down and do some cookies or other things.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we threw a calzone in there because I kind of had a flub on my pizza, and I was like, well, let's just roll it up and turn it into a calzone, right? It worked out great, too. So I'm thinking we might try some bread. I love the idea of cookies. That would be.
And what is the name of the product again?
It is the Baker Stone Pizza Box.
And where did you find it?
You can get them at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
They also have a website, I believe. So.
Do you remember what you paid for it?
$129.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yeah, right?
Serious?
Right. That's what I was thinking, too. I mean, and it's if you're using it on a pretty regular basis, like, you know, we do in the summertime in our backyard, you get our value.
How heavy is it?
That's a great question. It is. I'd put it right around 15, 20 pounds.
Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought is, man, there's a lot of grills that aren't going to be strong enough to hold that. But that's
true.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, it's definitely, it didn't put me out of work to have to lift it up. But, yeah, I'd put it around 20 pounds.
How big a pizza can you make? My grill's not that deep. I mean,
yeah.
how big a grill do you need to
I would say I'd have to look at exactly. We've got a 6-burner grill and it fits on that. So, but I think you could go a little bit smaller. It looks like typical standard grill at this point would be totally fine. It does only fit a 12-inch pizza though. So no ginormous New York style pies going in that thing.
But cooking that fast, it doesn't matter. You just keep throwing them in.
Totally.
There.
Just one after another.